The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. And I know this shit has been mentioned a million times, but I haven't run across it in a long time. I seen a kid walking on the street today with his fucking pants so low. I was like amazed. They were beneath the cheek. That's how fucking low they were.
Like, you saw anus.
Well, he was wearing underwear.
You tore him down to see anus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I took him down with my teeth, obviously. That's what I do. But I'm just driving
Very
by.
Very sensual you are.
Yeah. Well, I'm a lover. And a fighter. I'm both.
Well, it's a good thing, because when you take down a guy's boxers that you see walking on the street, you're probably going to have to fight him.
Sometimes he wants to fight. Sometimes he wants to do other things. So, hey, that's a chance you take. But I was just like, what the fuck? And you just walk into a store like that? He was walking to a gas station. Like, do you think the guy behind the counter says, dude, you fucking can't come in here with your pants down? Like, is that still cool? Is that still in to walk around with their pants down?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's just fucking weird. I thought that was over with. Then I thought, is it cooler the lower your pants are? Will I be the coolest fucking guy in town if I walk down the street with my pants around my ankles? Man, that dude's cool.
Give it a try. See what happens.
Man, I'd have a lot of friends.
You never know what's going to happen.
It's fucking weird. I really thought that was done.
Well, some people, they're late to the fads, you know? And they just...
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, dude, this party finished like 4 years ago. I don't know what you're doing here.
You know what people are late for the fads? Poor people. Some poor people, because, like...
Well, maybe they have secondhand clothes.
When starter jackets were really good, and then all of a sudden they're like, you can get them anywhere for cheap.
Yeah, you got the knockoff starter jackets.
Like, a guy wearing a starter jacket now is not even a quarter as cool as he would have been in, like, 1993.
It's zero cool. Have you ever seen anyone within the last year wearing a starter jacket?
No.
Yeah, me either. Or those, what did they used to call them? Zoo pants?
Zubas.
Zubas? Is that what it is?
I don't think those were ever cool.
Yeah, I don't know. They existed.
But starter jackets, the weird thing, too, is back then you couldn't tell who was actually a fan of the teams because... people just buy up certain teams.
Yeah.
The Chicago Bulls were popular. The Charlotte Hornets, I remember a lot of people had. But they weren't fans of the teams or anything. They just liked the jackets.
Well, you know, it was like a popular jacket, so that's what you had.
This one dude, Brian, he was I don't know how much younger he was, maybe 5-6 years younger than me. Maybe even less. I have no idea. But he was a little kid now, and I wasn't a little kid. And he lived
very
on the street.
Very descriptive. Very descriptive.
He might have been my brother's age a couple years
ago. He might have been my brother. I don't know.
I don't know. But his parents always bought him brand new. He was the only child, so they'd always buy him shit. And he always had a brand new starter jacket of whoever won the Super Bowl the year before.
That asshole got whatever he wanted in life. Where is he now? Fucking junkie.
I don't know where he moved away.
To become a junkie. A
couple years later, so I don't know where
he's dead.
He could be dead. Good. He could be alive. I don't know.
Good riddance.
It's a good question, Mark.
I don't think I asked a question, but...
if I remembered his name, I'd go look. I fell out of a tree at his house once.
Were you peeping on him?
He was way younger than me, but
he was trying on starter jackets in his room.
He was way younger than me, but we always used to all hang out over there because he had all this cool stuff. Like, he had the best video games and toys and stuff. Because, you know,
his parents weirded out that some dude 10 years older than him or hanging
out
in
his room.
It
wasn't 10 years. It's probably more like 4 or 5.
You're like the town child molester.
It's hard to say because when you're a kid, you know, little kid, it's hard to remember because...
Well, you know what? I used to hang out with, like, kids that were younger than me. And I wouldn't do inappropriate things mostly. But, you know, we'd hang out. It's weird that they grow up, because now, like, I remember the one kid who used...
they seem way younger than you, but now they would seem...
they're contemporaries. Yeah. And it feels like they passed me by, too.
By the way, if you have a kid, don't let them hang out with the other kids, because that's, I think, where most of the molestation stuff comes in.
Yeah.
A big amount is from other... kids.
Well, it's,
like,
yeah, and it's the
older
kid. If you're hanging out with an older, screwed up kid, the kid's like 5 years older than you, and he's a fucked up. You know, he wants to do some shit, and now all of a sudden he's telling you, you're gonna be in so much trouble if you tell your parents.
But what
they're
if,
gonna kick you out of the
you
house?
You know how, like, What if they're closer in age, like only a couple years? There, a lot
that
of
that shit does happen, though.
Yeah, and is that bad?
Is being molested
no,
bad?
No, no, no,
actually,
no, no.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
like,
it is.
The playing know. Doctor stuff that a lot of kids used to do, and probably still do.
Are you thinking it's harmless experimentation?
Yeah. I'm not saying it is. I'm asking the question.
Question. The way you said that, he said, yeah, it's harmless, okay? So little boys suck at your
ass.
Because
I remember that used to be an argument. Like, yo, playing doctor is natural. All kids do it.
You know what? There is degrees, and maybe it's innocent to some extent. It's hard to know where the line is, though.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm...
And if I had a kid, I'd rather not have some other kid diddling him. Or vice versa.
And you know what? Maybe this isn't PC of me. It makes a difference if it's two boys or a boy and a girl. I'm sorry. Apparently I'm a bad guy for thinking that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go for one, if you're okay with one, you should be okay with the other.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I'm not saying I'm okay with either. As I said, there's
and by the way, that stuff goes on.
I suppose. You know what?
Sleepovers. You don't think that kind of shit's going on with sleepovers? Every sleepover any kid has, there's something.
I guess. This shit never went on with me.
You didn't have any friends.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't that guy take his shoes off once?
What?
I thought you said that you did have an incident.
Some guy took his shoes off.
What? That didn't shit in it.
Is that your line? If you take your shoes off in front of another kid, that's molestation.
Excuse me, Mark. Didn't,
You know what? Now that I reconsider...
A few weeks ago, you just told us about a penis measuring contest.
A few weeks ago? This was like last year.
Whatever.
Yeah, I suppose. There was a little bit of that. We used to have pissing contests. Mm-hmm. Literal ones. And, you know, we got our pants down and we're seeing how far we could pee. We were bored. It's summertime.
But we didn't do any of that when I was a kid. This is ridiculous. I'm putting my foot down.
Yeah, we'd have pissing contests. And I had a trick. They were just going straight on and wouldn't go that far. And I thought, these idiots, fucking arc it up and you're going to go like 10 times further.
Wait, you didn't hold it?
What do you mean didn't hold it?
Did you hold it?
No, I held it and fucking arced it up and just, you know, pointed up and it went way super long. These other kids would just fucking just go like head on and it's going to go like fucking 6 inches.
So you won?
Yeah.
What was your prize?
The kid blew me.
Well, that's inappropriate.
But it's a prize.
Even by Mark standards.
Yeah. It's all in the context of the pissing contest. There's no fucking prize. We don't have shit. We're poor kids. We just do weird shit because we got nothing else to do.
Well, you make your own prizes that you find
around
the
neighborhood. Here's a pine cone. And it's in the shape of a butt plug. So do with that what you will. Not that we knew what butt plug
was. Yeah, how'd you know what a butt plug is at that age?
I didn't. I'm not even sure if they existed. I didn't hear of butt plugs until, like, 10 years ago.
I gotta tell you, Mark, everything existed.
Do you think in 1922 people had butt plugs?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, they were sticking things up their asses, but did they have an official butt plug?
Well, listen, what comes first, the name or the what are people sticking up their ass? I don't know.
I suppose people have been putting things up their asses for
millions of years. Yeah, people have been putting stuff up their ass for years. There's a hole in a human, they're messing around with it.
That is true. Like, you know what would happen if they put that in there?
People have a lot of time in their hands, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I got nothing better to do. Let's start sticking things places. Looks like fun.
Speaking of that,
what are you sticking where? Let's go. Come on.
Did you hear how in New York City area, strip clubs have banned putting Giants games on TV?
Because no one's paying attention to the girls?
Because people are screaming, getting all like real hostile, and it's making the girls uncomfortable.
Well, there shouldn't be... You know what? I don't know. You know, I'm not big on sports. And people are assholes anyway. You know, you go into a fucking strip club, don't go there to watch fucking TV. Alright? Go there to proposition whores for sexual favors like everyone else.
It's a sports bar type atmosphere at those places.
Is it?
They tell you to come for the games. They have drink specials and
shit.
Well,
I mean, they just want you in the door. But if you're going to become a prick... And you're fucking, oh my god! And you're fucking punching shit because your team's losing.
Listen, Mark, the Giants are 0-6.
Who cares? You know what?
Millions of Giants fans.
Well, fine. But those assholes should be kicked out of the strip clubs. Like, listen, I want people.
Real
I want
men like pussy, not sports. That's what Mark
listen,
says.
You can like both, but fucking control yourself. You're in public. And you're going to throw a fucking fit because your team is losing? Or there was a bad play? fucking grow up.
You're going to throw a stripper into the wall because Eli Manning threw an interception?
You fucking bitch, you did this. This is your fault. Man, I fucking don't like people. Honestly, I don't.
So you agree with it? No more games.
Exactly. Exactly. I do agree. Well, you don't?
If I'm going to go out, I want to watch a game, and I get there, and it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, you know what? That's life. Some people can't contain themselves. First of all, some people can't control themselves. So we all have to suffer the consequences.
First of all, the majority of these games are on a Sunday afternoon. How much stripping, you know?
It's open. People are going, apparently.
How about this?
If no one was going, they wouldn't be open. It'd be closed.
I was going to say, how about you get rid of the strippers and keep the game on?
Then the guys wouldn't show up. They'd stay home and watch TV. So that's not really solving anything.
True. If you're that big of a fan, why would you want to go out to a strip club?
Yeah, I know. Well,
you're not going to be able to see the TV. I hate going to bars to watch games.
Well, how about this? You get to enjoy the game, and during halftime, you get a lap dance.
Remember we used to go to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch games?
Yeah.
And I'd have to go request the game I wanted to watch. And
well, you didn't have the package on your cable provider to watch certain games.
Because my roommate wouldn't let me.
Well, you were being punished. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you behaved yourself, things might be different.
So Mark and I would show up, and we'd go get a table, I'm like, the fuck, the game's not on. So I go, hey, can you find, you know, this game? And they're like, okay. And they put on like a tiny little TV and you need to crane your neck
well,
to
yeah,
see it.
Well, yeah, because it's one dude ask for it. Well, just put on the main fucking screen.
If it was the big game of the week, if it happened to be the big game, then they'd put it on. But most of the time, it'd be on some little screen.
What else would they do? One guy wants to see this one game. So everyone else who wants to see something different, too bad.
But listen, there wasn't that many people back there at the time. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It wasn't like the place was full or
something.
Doesn't
matter. They're anticipating fullness.
Hey, I hate sports. Can you turn all the TVs off? That's what Mark said.
Yeah, they would turn off one fucking TV, and I'd have to crane my head. It's a
so
pain in the ass.
So I could stare at nothing?
Yeah, so I could stare at that blank TV.
Well.
Which sometimes I do that.
It's funny that I used to drag you out to these things. You're like, all right.
You know what's weird? Sometimes I would just watch a blank TV. It's just, I think you train yourself to watch TV. So if you're sitting in a room and the TV's off, I think you're still going to look at that TV, even though there's nothing on there.
It's like when something shitty's on and you just start watching it. Like if you're at someone else's house or someone else is watching TV and you're just there, it's like, what the fuck am I watching this for?
Yeah, I don't want to watch it, but it's fucking on. What else am I going to do? I'm going to stare at the fucking pillow cushion?
You're not that way at the radio, though.
I don't know what a pillow cushion is. Yeah, well, radio I tune out. I don't know. You know,
why can't you tune out TV?
I mean, maybe I could. Nowadays with smartphones. Because all this shit happened before I had a smartphone.
When you had a dumb phone?
Yeah, that's a good one. So, I mean, maybe nowadays I could tune it out and just occupy myself.
Speaking of that, I remember I had that one phone. You got a new phone and you could text. It was right when texting came out. And I could receive text, but I couldn't write back text.
I don't recall that.
And you said, like, hey. And I'm like, I can't write you back.
Yeah, you know what? I remember you got me into texting because I didn't fucking text. I didn't even know what that was. And then you got into it, and you picked up the fad, and you told me about it. It's like, this is way better. You know, you don't have to actually talk to people. Send messages.
But I just said that you were texting me first. Or maybe I could send him and not receive him back. I don't know, it was some weird thing.
It was something, but I remember I wasn't texting. You got me into it. Because who else would, really?
That's odd. How many years ago was that?
How old are we that we were... alive, we were around doing things before texting existed, when the young people today wouldn't even understand. Like, what? What are you, my grandpa's age?
And that's like the main form of communication now.
You know, it was so annoying when it first came out, because there were so many people. Oh my god, if someone texts me, I just call them right away. It's like, listen, if you want to talk to me, if you need to tell me something, just call.
And now they say the opposite. Why are you calling me? If you want to talk to me, just text.
I wonder, though, if those people stuck to their guns. I mean, listen, this was like 15 years ago they were complaining about this. Did they stick to their guns? Like, listen, I don't accept texts.
Well, the old I don't have a cell phone crowd is dwindling. There's only a few people.
It's probably not that many, yeah.
Like, you know, 10 years ago, I don't have a cell phone. People are like, oh, that's weird. You should get one. They're nice. Now, or you'd have the people go, I only have mine for emergency purposes. I don't even turn it on.
Those people are super rare, I'd imagine.
But these days, if someone goes, I don't have a cell phone. I'm like, really? What are you, some kind of weirdo?
Yeah, even if you're poor, you can get a fucking free cell phone.
And plus these days, you know, especially people, you know, younger people, they don't have home phones or landlines.
Yeah, I don't have a home phone. Why am I going to pay for two fucking phone bills? That makes no sense at all.
And you know what the weird thing is? I don't think you can even get a job without a phone. Like, you can't say, hey, what's your number? Oh, I don't have one. You can Skype me if you want.
You know what, though? Would they, like, not hire you because of that? My job doesn't call me. I mean, I have a phone number on file, but they've never called me ever. So they don't need a phone. I can get
they
my
called you when you first got the job.
Yeah, but that was like 7 years ago.
Yeah, but if you just didn't show up, they'd probably call you, right?
No, actually, no. It's happened before. I'm like fucking 2 hours late. No one called me. One day I had my hernia surgery. The guy misunderstood me or forgot. They just thought I didn't show up. They never called me. I was in the fucking hospital getting surgery. I didn't go to work. They asked somebody else, and they're like, oh, Mark's having surgery. I was like, oh, really? I didn't know that. Huh. Yeah, my job doesn't give a fuck.
Did you get in trouble when you got back?
No, because I told him. I was like, listen, I told him. Then he said, no, he didn't tell me. I'm like, yeah, I fucking did.
Wait, weren't you out for like a month?
Hernia surgery, 3 weeks.
There was something you were out for like a month.
When I blew out my knee, I was out for 2.5 months. That was a long time.
That was nice.
Not really. Not really.
Hanging out at home sounds great to me.
Yeah, well, you didn't have my girlfriend at the time, all right? Wasn't that great? Huh. You're quiet for that one.
Well, you're making a valid point.
Yeah. Wasn't that fun? I was like, fuck, I'd rather be at work.
Speaking of that, my brother scared my dog, and she ran right into my knee.
Oh, blew your knee out.
I fell down. I started yelling, ACL, ACL, like I was injured, but I wasn't.
You're a liar.
It didn't even hurt, but it felt like it should have, because she, like, the middle of her body, like, ran right into my knee, because she freaked out and didn't know I was standing there.
Yeah. I was thinking about my knee injury earlier today, because they told me not to walk on that leg. So guess what? I didn't. I did not walk on that leg.
Did you cane?
I had crutches. And so I just, you know, well, when I had to get around, I used my crutches. I did not walk on that leg. Did not use that leg for like a month. And when they sent me to rehab, they're like, oh my God, look at your leg. You know, all the fucking muscles just went away. I was like incapable of making a muscle with my leg.
Is your one leg smaller than the other now?
No, I built it back up.
Now, what was your injury specifically?
Oh, okay. Dislocated the kneecap, bruised the bone, stretched out the ligaments.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's nothing. It's chump change.
I mean, you didn't tear anything.
No, I don't. You know what? They say I didn't, but my fucking knee is loose. If I turn the wrong way, it's just gonna pop out again.
See, if you were in the NFL, you would have had surgery.
Well, yeah, they always have surgery.
Yeah, even if they like fracture their wrist, they have surgery.
Well, they kind of have to. They got to make sure that it's fucking super stable, because they're going to be like ramming.
You probably could
have
elected surgery to clean it up, or you probably still could if you wanted to.
Yeah, well,
you find the right doctor to give you, you know, to give you the go.
Well, listen, I'm a professional football player, so I kind of need it.
Listen, you're in a job that you need to be active.
And the thing that sucks is, I blew out my other knee when I was in high school, so I have
that was a famous story.
Yeah, I have two bad knees, and turning the wrong way just slightly, either knee could fucking pop out of the socket, which hurts like hell.
Tell that story. It's famous.
All right. Well, how I tell it, just in a passive way, it's not a lie, but it seems like a lie, because I say that, oh, I blew up my knee playing baseball in high school. Which sounds like I'm an athlete, and I was playing, you know, like real baseball.
Yeah, I was two-time All-State.
So listen, I'm not lying. That what he said's a lie.
All-State shortstop.
But really, it's a fucking regular baseball game during gym class. Like, I'm no fucking athlete. But the way, you know, if I just say it the other way, it sounds more impressive. But in reality, we're in gym. As I said,
shirts for skins.
Yeah. Well, no.
You don't even need to do that in baseball, sir.
It's tops.
Shirts for skins.
Nope, we do tops versus bottoms.
Oh, okay.
That's how we do it where I come from. So, as I said, I'm not an athlete. So, I kind of don't know how to really throw a ball, don't really know how to swing a bat.
Or catch, or run.
Well, listen, I could run.
Well.
I could fucking run. Anyway, so since I don't know how to swing a bat, I'm up at bat, and ball comes at me, I swing, my whole body turns with the bat, and my one foot I keep firmly planted. So as my entire body turns, minus that one leg, guess what? I hear a you hear a loud pop, and that's the ligament going. And I'm just there lying there on the ground.
And you tore a ligament?
They say it's stretched, but I heard the fucking pop. So something must have torn.
Well, I don't know if it would heal on its own, though.
I don't know. Like I said, they're fucking weak, and they fucking pop out periodically, so it's not really healed. They're not fucking healed. Anyway, so I'm lying there in the dirt, and the gym teacher says, "Hey, yo, Davilia, what are you doing on the floor?" Meanwhile, that's not my name, but he never really knew it to begin with.
That's the famous quote.
Yeah.
If we ever have a show, it's got to be a scene in it.
Uh-huh. So I'm lying there, and I don't know, I hurt my leg. So he takes two big guys.
I picture in the show, like a camera angle from the ground to see this guy's face and his cap on. Hey, Davilia.
Yeah. Anyway, two big guys come over. One, they each grab me by an armpit and hoist me up and carry me to the nurse's office.
And the nurse says, I really don't know anything about medical stuff,
yeah.
So...
Well, they don't know shit.
I know how to take your temperature.
They can't
call your mom.
Yeah, they can call my mom.
That's basically... Do you really need a nurse? You could have anybody there in a white outfit.
I need a registered nurse. I need an RN there to call my fucking mother. I need someone who's had proper schooling to use a telephone.
I'm applying for the school nurse job. Okay. Do you have a finger to dial with? Yes.
Because,
you got it. The job's yours.
Because legally, you cannot treat any student.
Especially now.
Yeah. So, obviously, we need to pay that extra money to have a real nurse.
Yeah, even take, like, drugs, you'd have permission. Like,
you can't take Tylenol.
Yeah, you'd get permission from your mom. Because some girls would do that because they would need it when they were menstruating, I think.
Well, nowadays, you can take medication in school, but you have to fill out a special form, take it to your doctor, he fills it out.
Gets notarized.
Well, no, then you bring it back to the school, and it's like the doctor gives permission, and then, like, you know, he's able to do this, he needs this medication. You know, it's all very legal, because I had to do that with my son. So, anyway...
Yeah, he takes medicinal marijuana at school.
Well, yeah, I mean...
He's got glaucoma.
He gets stressed out. He's in kindergarten now, and I mean...
It's very stressful kindergarten.
He can't color in the lines. Mm-hmm. I can't either, I never learned. I don't know if it's genetic.
It's an important skill to be able to color neatly in the lines.
Yeah. Honestly, I color like shit. I always have.
You don't have a lot of life skills.
Is coloring a life skill?
I was thinking about this week.
How I don't know
as
things.
As I was eating lots of great meals. Now, I didn't necessarily cook them, but some of them I did. And...
I'm a great cook. Hey, look at me, everybody.
I was like, you know what? I'm eating way better than Mark is, does I bet. I'm always thinking about you all throughout the week.
I bet you... You love me. Are you in love? You just pondered me all day.
It's like, you know... I love you, like, this week I had...
When you go to bed, you just... In your mind, Mark, good night. I love you.
This week I had some... fish. Some sway fish, it's called.
Sway. Patrick Swayze fish.
No, sway. Like the guy on MTV used to do the news.
Yeah, he was cool. Didn't he have some kind of, like, dreads or something?
Yeah. Hey, this is Sway. Welcome to MTV News. That's my impression of him.
That was pretty good.
And, you know, I had that. What else I had? I had all kinds of good stuff this week.
You named one thing. That sounds great.
Toasted raviolis with,
Look, the last time you had toasted raviolis, you almost burned down your house.
That is true. I forgot about that. This time, I did not burn down my house because I didn't make them. And then, spaghetti squash.
Ooh, you know what I eat? Before I go to work, I eat a bowl of soup, and then...
Why do you just eat your giant famous salad?
I haven't been, because it's a pain in the ass.
To make a salad?
It, you know what?
Gotta pour it all in the bowl.
No, you've seen my salad. There's preparation involved, and I'm under time constraints, so it's just faster.
Due to time constraints, we have to go
ahead...
We have
to eat soup.
If you'd watch a...
Did you hear that P? Soup.
If you watch a replay of a sporting game... They always go, due to time constraints, we are now going to flash forward. I forget what they said.
Also, and they'll say,
ahead further in.
Or, action. Like, for the show you're waiting to watch after the fucking football games, like, already in progress.
Oh,
like,
yeah, Mark hates that.
It's fucking half over. Or sometimes it's like, you see the last, like, 3 minutes. What the fuck is this? Fucking football. Oh, I used to get so
They don't do that anymore. They just,
They just start late.
Yeah, Simpsons always comes on late.
Yeah. Before, you used to cut the whole shit out.
Well, they do it I love it every Sunday on the CBS. For those of you who are tuning in for 60 minutes, you're watching NFL. It's like, there is no person on earth that doesn't know football's on and that 60 minutes is going to be. You think there's some old person like, turn on 60 minutes.
Maybe. All right. Oh, anyway.
What's this? Guys in suits fighting?
Guys in suits. I'm wearing my business suit.
These spacemen are playing with a ball.
All right. They're not that fucking senile. Anyway, for the rest of my eating regimen, bowl of soup before I go to work. First break at work, bottle of water and a light yogurt. Lunch at work, bottle of water, an energy shot drink, and a protein bar. And for a special treat, one of those kind of like sandwich wraps.
Did you buy those? You can make them for a lot cheaper, you know.
Yeah, but I'm not.
I mean, just buy some turkey and some small wraps.
I'm not doing that. And then for my last break, I drink a bottle of water and eat a banana. And then...
A banana?
Yes. For the ride home, I drink a protein shake. And that's what I have during the whole day. That's my daily meal. Every single fucking day while I work. 5 days a week.
That sounds
Doesn't that sound good?
That just sounds horrible.
Do supplements count as food, like vitamins and shit?
I really don't think so.
No.
I mean, I had some good stuff. I had chicken and
listen, that protein bar is chocolate.
Meatloaf I had sometimes good. Full real meals, Mark.
I like to eat like I'm in prison. That way, if I end up going to prison, it's not going to be a big shock. And plus, I isolate myself during my daily life. So, if I'm, like, in solitary confinement, I'm not going to be like, oh, no, I'm alone, you know? I'm going to be used to it. It's going to be...
From the 0.99, like, the lowest percentage possible chance that you might go to prison...
I'll never be caught, you know that, so you are right.
You'll never catch me alive.
You're right about that.
So, then the other day, I've been on this huge peanut butter kick. Like, I'm always buying Reese's peanut butter ice cream, and then I got some peanut butter sauce. I poured it on, which, by the way, $5 for this jar of peanut butter sauce. But then I went online... And I found out all you gotta do is add some corn syrup to it and heat it up, and it turns into peanut butter sauce.
To regular peanut butter?
Yeah. So it's more liquidy. So then, because if you just microwave regular peanut butter, it just starts bubbling and it burns.
What the fuck's corn syrup?
Corn syrup.
Yeah.
It's in all the drinks you drink is corn syrup.
Yeah, but just buying it, you know, by itself, what's corn syrup? I mean, what do
yeah,
you...
Yeah, people put it on pancakes, they use it in cooking.
Oh, I don't see corn
syrup. Carol syrup, they call it,
what
too.
What is it? What do they call it?
Carol syrup.
Yeah, apparently I've never seen it.
Oh my god, what planet do you live on?
I'm not shopping for fucking corn syrup, okay?
So anyways...
you hear what I eat.
Well, you can
That's
buy dark
buy.
Or light corn syrup, up to you. So...
I buy the same thing every week.
Because I'm in a peanut butter kick, I decided to make myself some peanut butter fudge. So I found a recipe in my phone, and then I made it.
You know what? You're quite the homemaker. You and your recipes.
Yeah, well, there's... Mark, the world's at our fingertips on our phones. So what I did was... You take some peanut butter and some regular, like, sticks of butter, two sticks of butter and a cup of peanut butter, put it in the microwave, stir it up after it melts. Then you get a pound of confectionery sugar, pour it into confectionery sugar, mix it all up and still gets hard, put it on a glass pan with parchment paper over it, you put it in the fridge for 2 hours, and then you got your peanut butter fudge.
You know what I do with my phone? And it also involves getting hard. I watch pornography at night before I go to bed. That's what I do with my phone. That's what's at my fingertips.
Listen. I made fudge. I can share that. You can't share your pornography.
Actually, if I had company, we could, you know, we could both watch it.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's true. I've done that with a girl before. So let's watch my porn on my phone.
We're always in between shows watching porn.
That is true.
We're sitting here bored. We're not even speaking. We're just like... Mm.
Well, listen.
And we're not jerking off or anything. We just have it on.
Well, he's not. Yeah, let's, you know, kind of recharge the batteries. Like, all right, we're done with this episode. Let's watch some porno. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. In fact, on my my tablet.
Who watches porno during the show?
Yeah, I got it's something to look at.
I look back there. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's just busy watching pornography.
It's not porn. It's a cam girl.
If there's a nude girl on the internet, I'm going to go ahead and call that porn.
Well, you can, but I...
You can, but you'd be wrong.
I'm watching Storing 504's cam on Chatterbait.
Yeah.
That's what I watch. She's taking a nap on the bed.
You're what? I'm watching a naked girl
sleep. She's not the most exciting cam girl, but I'm doing a show, so I can't be flipping around.
You know what, though? A nude girl even sleeping? Is something.
I want to state for the record, I watch cam girls a lot, but I've never chatted on them. I've never paid for them. I never given them any tokens. I've never done any of that.
Do you think that makes you not a loser? That's a line you don't want to cross?
It's a line I won't cross.
If you cross that line, would you consider yourself a loser? Or do you think you'd rationalize it somehow? Listen. I may have talked to them a little bit, and I gave them, a couple bucks, because, she was having a hard time. Her electric was going to be shut off. But you know what? Then you make up some bullshit.
Listen, she's my friend.
I talked to her all night last night, okay?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think I love her.
She's a good person.
First of all, I don't really like people that much, so I'll watch them from afar.
I'm not sure what it is to be a good person, but there are a lot of dumb people obsessed with that notion. You know what? I'm a good person, okay? Like, I'm not really sure you are. If you have to proclaim you are, you might not be.
Yeah, good people, real good people don't need credits for being good.
I don't know if you really just think about it, even. Do you think about, I'm a good person? Nah, you know what? I'm all right. I'm not killing anybody. I don't, hurt anyone.
Hey, if you don't hurt anyone,
let's ask for it.
I think you're a pretty good person. You're fine.
Would you do that sexually if a girl asked you to? She really gets off on it. It hurt me a little bit. Maybe a smack.
I had a girl who wanted me to bite her really hard, and I kind of didn't want to do that.
You wouldn't do it? Like, listen, she. You know what? Some people have a little bit of kink in them, and she wants
a
little
kink in you.
She wants a little bit of pain with her pleasure. Are you up for it?
No, I don't think so. It's not my style.
So you're a fucking pussy?
I'm very loving.
Why can't you please your woman?
I'm very loving, Mark.
I understand that. I've heard that about you. But that's how she gets pleasure. And you won't pleasure your woman?
I don't think we'd be sexually compatible. That's very important, I hear.
I don't think it is. Are you willing to have sex? Yep, good enough.
Yeah, but if it's a style you're not into, I think, at first it might be alright, but you're not going to want to be with that person for an extended period of time.
Every time with you, I gotta punch you in the face. Come on, enough.
Yeah, if it's all that crazy shit every time, it's like, this is just...
You know what? All anything every time gets boring.
Like, do I really have to wear this ball gag today? I mean, it's a Thursday night. I gotta get to work in the morning.
I mean, she could wear it.
Last time you chipped my tooth.
You know what? I don't think I'd have a problem with it, if that's what the girl wanted.
Well, you're a sick bastard.
How does that make me sick?
I like
pleasing people.
I like normal sex.
I like any sex, I think.
I'm telling you, you probably get sick of that after a while.
Yeah, but I get sick of anything.
If the girl's all like, all right, bring out the candle wax. Like, this is like every night, some crazy shit. Candle wax, ball gags, handcuffs, whips.
Well, listen.
And it's gotta be that way. Like, that's the only way she gets off, so she needs
that. Hold on.
You're gonna do that every night? No.
Remember when I said hold on? Remember that? Variety is key. Because you're going to be bored with just straight sex every night. Missionary, you just fucking lay there, or maybe sometimes you get on top. There's only so many positions. You're going to get fucking bored. The same girl.
Wait,
doing the
aren't
same
you
shit.
On top for missionary?
No, I'm saying missionary or she
you said
gets on.
You. No, you didn't say she, said you said
I
you.
I don't know.
Sometimes you get on top.
You is. I'm pretending you're the girl. Sometimes you get on top.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? You're going to be bored anyway. It's the key is variety. Maybe one day you will bring out the handcuffs. You got to change shit up.
Man.
Like, I'm fucking bored.
Not me. Sex is good enough.
Yeah, not for me. I get fucking bored.
I need to spice it up.
It's like, enough. That's why I like blowjobs. Like, can I just come? And if you want to come, go to hotshotwizkids.com.
.com.
Exactly.
And,
I've been telling you all fucking week, and you still haven't yet. Tell your friends. Come on.
Yeah.
Tell your enemies. Tell your grandma. Tell somebody. Trick them into listening. I don't care.
Buy them a shirt for their birthday.
Yeah.
What is this? Who are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids?
They could barely read that. Your friends are barely literate.
He's got his finger, he's got a pointer on, his greeting glasses on.
Laser pointer, too. He has technology on his
side. Go to the website, blah, blah, blah. You know the routine.
Yeah, that's the shit you gotta do. All right, hotshotwizkids.com.